We're going to say a prayer of thank you now. Let's pray. Father God, we know that everything we have because you have given it to us. Just as everything we are because you've made us so. And we want to say thank you. And so we bring you these gifts as our way of saying thank you. And along with them, we offer ourselves to be used for you to make a difference in the world. And we do all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, John. You may have heard this before. As for us, we have this large crowd of witnesses round us. So then, let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way and of the sin which holds us so tightly. And let us run with determination the race that lies before us. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from beginning to end. He did not give up because of the cross. On the contrary, because of the joy that was waiting for him. He thought nothing of the disgrace of dying on the cross, and he is now seated at the right-hand side of God's throne. Athletes have to run the race on their own, unless it involves a team. But many athletes, within the rules of their race, have to race on their own for themselves. And that's a big challenge. In fact, their whole life is a big challenge building towards this race, but they don't have to prepare for the race alone. They've got lots of people helping them. They've got their physio keeping their muscles and their body loose and in top condition. They've got their dietitian making sure they eat the right things. They've got a doctor in case they get the sniffles or worse. And they've got their coach and their trainer. They've got a whole host of people looking after them, and they've got each other, cheering each other on when they get together at camp, cheering each other on, saying, I can do it, so can you, let's keep going. So who do we have in this race to live our life well and win the prize for living our life well? Who do we have for this joy? We've got Jesus. And what we just read out is we keep our eyes fixed on him. Here's a good reason. He ran a race. He ran the race of his life. He had a mission. That mission took him to the cross for us. And the suffering and the loss and the pain, it took him beyond the cross to an empty tomb. He was no longer there. He was back with his friends again, alive in his body. And lots of people saw him. It took him back to the throne of his Father in heaven. And why did that passage say he did it? He did it for the joy set before him. Was it the joy of a medal that he ran the race? No, you're right. It wasn't for the joy of a medal. Was it for the joy of money that he did it? No, it wasn't. Well done, Boys Brigade. It wasn't. Was it for the joy of fame? He's pretty famous. No, it wasn't that either. He says the joy was you. And you. And you. And you. And you. All of us. The joy was us. The joy that kept him running his race was us. And where is he now? At the right-hand side of God's throne, waiting for you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me, and us, waiting to welcome us, not in a stadium like we have here today, but in God's throne, in his heavenly palace. This, now, is the joy set before us as we run our race. The joy set before Jesus is us. The joy set before us is meeting Jesus again at the end of our race. So, huge word, only two letters. So, what are we going to do about it? Today? For the rest of our lives? What are we going to do? Are we going to run the race well? Are we going to accept Jesus' help? Just like an athlete accepts the help of those round about him. The help of love. The help of forgiveness. The help of joy. Are we going to press on even when it gets hard? Are we going to do that? Some of the things that Alex has mentioned were quite hard. Waiting your turn and giving someone else the chance to go first. I find that hard. Sometimes. If it's something I really want to do. Am I willing to do that with Jesus' help? And we're promised that Jesus will be waiting at the finish line, God's throne. Waiting for us. To welcome us into a new race where we will never fail, we will never fall, and we will never fear again. Now that sounds like the kind of race I want to be part of. We're going to sing again, and I've been going around, and so has Alex, training up a whole choir of volunteers. And some of them are going to come up and join me now. So, yes, you're waving because you're going to come up now. We're going to invite the brownies up here. And we're going to invite the rainbows up. You come and your leaders can come too. Don't be shy, leaders. So all the brownies, all the rainbows, all the beavers, and the junior boys brigade, you come up too. All you come, and the cubs too. Pile up. We're going to have a massive choir. We're going to have a sing-song. Up you come. And we've got Andrew playing the bass. And we've got John on drums, and we've got the wrong guitar, and Mama sang bass, Daddy sang treble, is that? No, that's not right. We've got Billy going to come up and sing with us. Oh, wonderful. Thank you, leaders. You're organizing beautifully. Isn't this the best choir you've ever seen? Up you come. Now, everybody else, it's going to have to stand up too. So if you're still sitting down, and you can, let's stand up together. Because we're going to sing a fantastic Olympic song, Are You Ready? And Alex, where are you? Have you got some actions for us? So are you ready, ready, ready? A-ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. Do that lots of times. And then what's the other action for glory? Can everyone, choir, can you show me the actions for glory? Oh, glory. We've got lots of glories. Now, we're a gospel choir here. We've got to act like a gospel choir. Ready? Glory! Let's try again. Glory! Do I have an amen? Got one. Okay. And we've got one more action. It's fire. So we're going to go like a crocodile, and we're going to go fire. Let's all try that together again. Ready? Fire! Fantastic. And now, the verse is just a whole series of glories. So we'll bash through and see how we get on. Are you ready? Are you ready, choir? Good. Are you ready, crowd?
Yes.
Oh, the singers are, we were born ready. That's brilliant. Thank you, singers. You're still leading by example down there.